Welcome back, spooky pirates and haunted shipmates, to another Undead Delight and Zombified Distraction here on this week's Ghoulish Dead Men Roll No Crits. This is your Crypt Keeper calling you here, Patrick, and joining me in discovering what lies buried beneath the shores of the Dagon's Gullet are my four friends and your undertakers in Jibbert, Rebecca, Seth, and Tyler.
Hello.
How's the ghost?
Is it October already?
When this episode comes out, it's about to be October. Yeah, I think it's about to be. About to be.
Halloween is. I feel like Halloween should just be a year-round celebration. Honestly, it's easily the best holiday.
It's September 1st to October 31st. It's a 2-month affair.
I'm very happy that there was some Halloween decorations out, you know, a little early, a little in August, last week of August. What? I saw some Halloween decorations.
That's a bit much.
Patrick and I just got back from Dragon Con, which is like a 4-day Halloween. So
that's kind of true.
Yeah,
that's extremely true.
Yeah, you might have said that a lot. Natalia repeated that. She's like, this is like adult Halloween, walking around at like midnight and everyone's in very, very revealing clothing.
Yeah, it's like 24/7 Halloween for 4 days. It's great.
So a lot of butt cheeks flapping about, flapping in the wind over at Dragon Con.
What? Did not realize that.
Oh, yeah.
That's my favorite Eagles song, Butt Cheeks in the Wind.
It gets
the answer, my friend.
Revealing at night.
Butt cheeks in the wind.
The butt cheeks, my friend, are blowing in the wind.
Is that just from cosplays? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, but people do make
it's very also hot down there, so.
Yeah, you know. I mean.
The wind feels actually good, you know.
Today, when we're recording this, it's actually hotter than it was in Atlanta all weekend long here in Boston. Oh, really? Yeah, it was warm AF here today. We're getting pretty toasty in our game here as well, guys. That transition.
Are we?
I lost my shit.
We're on a beach.
Yeah, it's nice and toasty there on the beach.
Yeah. Spunk Gunkly died.
You've lost spunk and you've lost your spider silk.
We lost our spunk.
You've lost all spunk. Spunkless. The crew's spunk, she be gone. This episode starts with the first mate, Elise Grogblood, pulling the still body of her former captain out of the sea, off the beach here, and maybe laying it in the shade away from where the tide might take it back out. And she says, I'd like to say a few words, but there isn't the time, me captain. This lady here was kind enough to spare us a fight. Now it's her crew that's in danger from those same ravenous undead that took you down. And I aim to help them get their ship back. She like folds up old Skaggs Rotgram's arms and maybe puts some coins on his eyes. And that's all the burial he gets right now, as she, Elise, comes over to you and is like, do you all have any rowboats or anything we can try and make straight away across the gullet? If you do, try to get your ship back.
I have a hat.
All right, that's good. I have a hat as well, but we're talking about boats.
My hat turns into a boat.
Miss Dunkard, I'm sorry, what?
Oh, by the way, if anybody is down in the hit points, I've still got Field of Life up and continue to sustain that. And
yeah, you look to your right, sure? And you see Kovic cough up blood.
Are you trying to say something, Seth? What's going on?
Yeah.
You've had your hand raised, which is not something we do.
For a long time.
Not something we do here on the podcast.
Well, no, I just, you know, I figured I'd try it out, and apparently it's just not a good idea.
I thought you were doing some weird stretches, like, oh.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I just wanted to create a motion to rename the ship to the Spunkless Spider.
Aww.
Oh, boy.
So you'll think about it every time he dies.
Right, anyway, I'm going to run the rules.
I don't think Rebecca likes it.
I do not approve.
I'm not.
What about the spider spunk?
I'm not.
Let's see here. So it's a minute. There's 10 rounds in a minute. I think I headed up for 3, so maybe an extra 2 of these bad boys.
Oh, you healing up?
Yeah. So I've got a heal. I've got a spell that I can sustain for a minute. I think I had it running for 3 rounds. Okay. So I'm just going to continue to sustain it for a few more seconds.
Sure. And, Elise is good. You've healed her already a good deal.
Yeah, so 32 back to everybody.
Oh, wow. Nice. Everyone.
Yeah.
Nice.
Ran.
Yeah, everyone within a 20-foot radius. Like.
Wow. Oh, no, then Honto doesn't get healed. He doesn't stand that close to people.
I give you a big bear hug. A tiny bear hug.
Ah. Mr. Honto, sir.
I got some little arms.
I was going to say, what's that strength score, Kendo?
So. I wrap them around that little tree trunks of legs you got.
Make an opposed hug check. Well, that is to
the athletics role. Like, that needs to be something you can do with athletics. Hug!
Give an undesired hug.
Can I get like a medicine check or just one? I just need a little more.
Yeah, baby.
A little bit more.
A wee bit more.
Let's see here.
I'm a little paranoid about my character's HP levels.
I'm gonna
for reason at all.
Okay. Well, so like, how are you like still bloodied right now?
No, not because of what happened to Kovic.
Okay. Right. All right. I'm gonna go for a DC 30 then. So,
yeah, I'm at 168 out of 203.
Is that a level of inside baseball that we probably shouldn't get into?
Pretty level success.
I have to look this up like every, I don't know.
Every time.
Every like couple months, I'm like,
The DC 30 is 48 plus 30 for a critical.
30. Okay, great. So here we go.
I swear I'm not trying to brag, but I'm at full already. Why have I not taken any damage? Did I not get hit?
Because this game.
Patrick keyed in on me and decided to ruin my
universe. Didn't Tyler get crit like three times in that last combat?
Yeah, he took a... Yeah, he was facing off against the captain.
Oh, okay.
I got grappled. I got all sorts.
48 back to you.
Oh, man. I love Kendo, Bartleby's the goat.
I'm so good at healing. It's my thing.
Bartleby trying to give Honto a. I see. I am now restructuring this in my head.
Oh, yes. This is Bartleby. Yeah. This is right. Little bitty Bartleby.
So. Kendozo squeezing your leg would be an interesting.
Right. How'd you get down so low? Why are you
Princess Leia was doing it with Luke on the New Hope cover.
On the poster, yeah.
Oh, kind of lying on her side.
That was in my head.
I just need to draw Honto and Candoso in that pose.
Yeah, we're gonna need
looking
that.
Up like that art expectantly.
Okay.
All right. Well, Kovic's feeling great now. Still mad at Alaris, but feeling better.
Super. What? I probably could have hand waved all that, but.
Oh, you don't? Do you not remember?
Well, I remember. Well, I remember that you were mad at me because I agreed to let these people help us. You're still mad at me?
It's the same day.
It's like 8 minutes later, right?
Yeah. Get over it, Kovic. Come on.
That was so last rest.
Wait.
Short rest.
Just have Alaris tell him to drop it. That always works. That ends arguments.
Just get over it, mate.
Calm down.
Yeah, it was just a joke, bro.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Oh, we're going through the catalog of things that you just are not the correct thing to say.
Yeah.
Have you tried not being angry, Kovic?
Yeah.
Is it me that you're mad at? Or is it something else?
Maybe you should just think positive thoughts. Right. Yeah. Elise Grogblood looks at your boat hat and says, my best guess is they're taking your ship. Maybe the same place they sailed the Devilish Duchess. It's got to be on the far side of the Little Jaw. If we make our way straight across the gullet, we likely won't be able to see exactly where it goes, but we'll be able to make good time cutting straight across the aisle as opposed to sailing down and around. Shall we leave? Shall we away?
You've spent a lot more time on these islands than I have, so I trust your judgment.
I've literally never stepped foot on the little island in my life. There were dozens of undead in the water between here and there.
More than I do. I've never been there either.
I just want you to understand that I did not have a boat to get over there. So
yes, this boat had watched from afar. From the coast.
Yeah, you at least knew that it was called the Little Jaw. So, like, that's a that's more than
we knew that too because of the hand-drawn map that we were given. But yes.
Right. Yes. Yeah, I knew that for sure. Yeah,
it is It's twilight. It's getting dark before you get to the island, and as you make your way across it, you know, about 10 minutes hike or so, it is dark, and the stars start coming out as you cross the boggy grassy plains here. The only place that you think a ship could be hidden is indeed on the eastern edge of the island, what looks like some sea caves, some very large rocky outcroppings on the eastern edge. And indeed, as you climb up and look down over them, you see there's some flotsam and jetsam outside of this darkened cave rolling along the waves here.
Those two troublemakers.
what looks like some wood, maybe a mast, some sails, some things like that.
A woody mast, yeah.
Gorbadok Bungalot Rumbutter says,
"These undead likesly got no needs for nor love for light. If they're in that cave, they might be in the pitch black. I think you found them out where they might be, where they must be. And sorry to say, they could be in there feasting on my crew right now. I mean, your crew, Captain. Our crew, really.
Our crew."
Wait, who is speaking right now?
My name's Gorbadok.
Right, that guy.
Rubberbutt. We've sailed together for what feels like years, honestly.
It does. Okay.
Yeah, I'll cast light as we walk inside, which is heightened.
Whoa.
To...
Whoa, slow your roll there, Bartle Britches.
I put it back out. What?
Oh, my goodness. You've got all kinds of... You'll be telling them that we be coming if you light yourselves up and give ourselves away like that. But do you have any other magic tricks, Mr. Britches? Mr. Bartlebro? Or Captain Delcarin, anything you can do? Perhaps we can stealth inside and get the drop on them.
You should not be mocking other people's names.
I don't know what you mean. Is his name not Bartle Bridges? I've not talked to him that much.
I think attempting to sneak inside is a good plan. I have a feat for that.
Does Alaris say that?
Yeah.
I have a feat.
That's your catchphrase.
I have 2 feet for that sneaking, and they're made for sneaking. These boots,
Charlie,
not made for walking.
They're made for tiptoeing.
Honto is also a accomplished sneaksman, so
I am a barely passable sneaker.
sneaker. More of a Converse myself.
Yep, I've got. I do have low light vision, which is like not dark vision, but it's close.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There's no real light in this cave that you can see.
Yeah, I'm just not sure we're gonna get out of here without the old light spell.
Yeah, I'm looking through my different options, and I don't really think I've got a solution for this personally.
In dark,
yeah,
whistling in the dark.
Oh, I have low light. Oh, I have dark vision.
All right. Okay. Well, you want to do the sneaking?
When you have dark vision,
I can do the sneaking. I also have swift sneak, and that means I can move at my full speed.
We can tie a rope to you, and then we'll just follow behind you at the end of the rope, and it'll just
if I get attacked, I'll scream and you'll run.
We'll form like a conga line at the end of a 60-foot rope behind you. But
we're gonna conga very loudly, so you better make sure.
You get real sneaky up there,
yeah.
But like,
yeah, we're gonna be a distraction to your sneakiness.
If we get caught, they're gonna be looking like 90 feet to their left.
Yeah. All right, everyone, make rat noises.
You know what? I'm extra good at sneaking. I have swift sneak. I also have foil senses.
Mm-hmm. You can smell like somebody else. That's pretty good,
I guess.
Gives people the level of senses that tinfoil has.
She just like picks up like one of these corpses and just like starts rubbing it all over her face, like
perfect, like a walker.
Yeah. Do you want to smell like a Lacedon fart, like a ghoul armpit?
If it helps me stealth, I guess.
Well, yeah. What's the plan? Do you want to like try and silently row your boat hat into the sea cave? Do you want to try to swim up?
Can I tell everyone to duck down on the bottom of the hat boat and I'll try to sneakily sail us inside?
Yeah, I mean, you know, if they see you, they see you. It's not a big
if
boat.
I'm invisible.
Okay, they're just gonna see a boat run itself forward. I mean,
yeah. It's not suspicious at all. It's fine.
Boats row all the time. Boats row every day, Patrick.
It's the wind. It's cool.
Honto they row could, themselves every day.
Honto could go under the boat and just kind of grab onto the bottom and follow it.
Oh, I thought you were going to say propel it forward. You're like an outboard motor on the back.
I mean,
that's a good idea, too.
If you could see, then maybe that would work. But
what you just have low light vision then?
Me?
Seth.
I don't think that Eruxi have any kind of special vision.
Eruxi, no.
I will double check.
I think dark vision is something that you can pick with lizard folk.
If it is, I don't believe I did. So,
yeah, not something that you get automatically. Aquatic adaptation, yes. Claws, yes. Okay.
Yeah. No special. I don't have special eyes.
I mean, what's my alternative here? Like, instead of bringing the hat boat, like, it
would be everyone just trying to quietly swim forward.
Okay.
Make me a stealth check. If you're the one rowing the boat, indeed, Captain Alaris.
It's a 41.
It's pretty good. Don't know if that's beatable. It's even beatable.
Natural 20s happen, especially when you're Patrick.
I'll say, look at me. I'm so good at this game all the time.
I'm the best at Pathfinder.
I roll the best, so I'm the best. Indeed, as you're slowly padding the oars through the water, maybe like just pushing off some of the flotsam and what have you here in the water to make sure it's not bumping up against the hull of the hat boat. Eventually, in the darkness, you see the outline of multiple shipwrecks here, many in disrepair, but wedged between two vessels, you see the spider silk. Of the spider silk. Let me take us to a new map.
Air spider.
Bum, bum, bum.
The spunkless spider.
It's wedged between two other ships. Its main masts have either cracked or been shorn off from the top of the cavern, and the mizzen mast has fallen back behind the ship and is kind of limping into the water right off the back. What's the back of the ship called, Tyler?
The boat back.
The aft.
The butt of the ship.
The stern? No.
Yeah, so that's what you're seeing here. Is this middle ship over here? There's a way to just climb right up onto the top deck, up that mizzen mast.
Okay, Alaris is going to do that. I'm going to hop up onto the mast and hopefully stealthily balance my way up the mast.
Is it still pitch black or?
Oh yeah.
I have dark vision.
It be dark in here. Yeah, Alaris, you can see just fine. I think everyone else might need a little help. What would you like to do? Do you want to stealth forward or?
Hold on. Is there perchance adventuring gear that gives dark vision? Probably not.
Oh, I'm almost positive there is.
Certainly somewhere.
I mean, I have goggles.
There's actually probably a potion of dark vision. There's usually There almost always is some kind of potion or lotion that will grant somebody dark vision for.
I ask like because I have prescient planner, so I can pull something out of my pack to help at least one person.
Well, pack, that's what they're calling it these days.
I should mention you guys also had some oil of like anti-undead oils that you found on the island's sacred spring itself. Does anybody want to apply said oils for you?
Oh, that's a good
move
idea.
Move forward.
It's not a bad idea.
Just taking a look at the pirate's booty.
Which oil is this again?
No, it's not.
Bane oil? Is it the Bane oil?
That sounds right.
Yeah, I have that in my inventory. I have one for myself.
I think there were four, so.
I will not take one because I don't have really a weapon to speak of, so.
Yeah, I'll put that on my sword.
You want to give it to Elise Grogblood?
Yeah!
Bane oil. It gives an extra D6 of damage to undead.
All right, there is a dark vision elixir. It costs 6 gold pieces. The duration is only 10 minutes. Oh, well, that's the lesser. There's a moderate and greater version, 11 gold pieces and 90 gold pieces, which will bump up the duration to an hour or 24 hours. There you go.
Speaking of potions that give you spell effects, I have run into potions of gaseous form in Baldur's Gate 3. Mm-hmm. And I'm just trying to picture how does that feel? Like just drinking a potion and then becoming
and then you turn into a fart
gas cloud.
I was gonna say, like, you know what it feels like to fart? It's just the opposite of that.
It's like what if you started farting and then never stopped? You just like a deflated whoopee cushion. Just
what kind of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory potion is this?
Rebecca with Prussian Planner, do you want to have had some other dark vision potions ready?
Yeah, I think I can. Can I use it on more than one potion? I think it's just one item, so I can choose one thing. So I could get one for one person, but then I wouldn't be alone anymore.
Honto's real good at sneaking, so.
Yeah, you basically use this once every time you buy something.
Yeah.
Is Kovac good at sneaking?
Probably not as good as you are. My stealth is 20, but I have dark vision.
Oh, so you don't need the help.
I do not need the help.
Okay, so I'll buy an elixir for Honto then, and then the three of us will have dark vision and sneak abilities, and we will be the away party. Okay,
Honto's at 24 with his stealth bonus, so.
I also wanted to ask, can I use Arcane Sense in this cave to see if there's any kind of magic afoot?
Nothing from whence ye came, where you are at the head of the cave.
Okay, so this is natural darkness. It's not like magical darkness or anything.
So the three of you are sort of scouting ahead, me and Elise
Grogblood, and
kind of hanging back.
Of course, we can't forget
Gringlebop, Beebledup, Scooby-Doo.
Rummerbutt. No, I still get it wrong.
I'm gonna cast heroism on my friends here. Duration is 10 minutes, and +1 status bonus to attack rolls, perception checks, saving throws, and skill checks for 10 minutes.
Wow! So essentially everything.
Yeah, on all three of you. So
awesome.
Yeah. I'm just wiping out all my level 3 spells.
What was it? What did you put on us?
It is +1 status to attack rolls, perception checks, saving throws, and skill checks.
Wowzers.
So,
okay.
So get ye in there, and then we will follow far behind.
Yeah, Elise is, she'll say she's not great at stealth, but she can probably follow you up there if there's trouble.
Yeah, so I'll put a message on us so you can whisper back to tell us to move forward or stay back or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, crap, so we're dying. Come and help us. We're dying. Oh my god.
Make me a if you want to climb up the mizzen mast, either an athletics or an acrobatics check. You can balance on it, or you can kind of climb along the down rigging here. Oh boy.
Natural 20 on that acrobatics check.
Yeah, all right, well, Kovac is a DC 25, so you're just able to pull yourself up this track here. And also, what's your guys' stealth? I guess you're just rolling. You roll yourself, right? Is it a secret? I forget.
No. I think it's like think a it stealth versus their, like, perception DC, isn't it? Like,
yeah, typically. Yeah. Typically.
I think it's technically supposed to be secret, but at the same time, it's like...
It's a secret, but it's a secret. Oh, I guess it's just what secret way you're rolling here.
Oh, no.
Oh, we flipped the script.
We did. 100% flipped the script. Well, not...
No, +1.
I was in the middle both times.
Do you want to re-roll that, Seth? You rolled a 4 on stealth.
Well, okay. Seth, roll something that's not a 4 challenge. Impossible. I used my birthday roll, didn't I?
I think probably. You might have, yeah.
Probably. All right, here we go. 43.
A lot better. Yes. As you get up on the aft deck of the Spider Silk, down below, those of you with Dark Vision, which I think is everybody right now. That's on, on the deck, Alaris, Honto, and Kovic. This is what you see. Floop. I guess I can go over this area.
Oh, no.
Gosh, what am I missing?
See a ghoulish-looking character, indeed, hunched over the unrecognizable corpse of perhaps one of your crewmates. This is what this looks like.
I thought you were going to say the unrecognizable corpse of, and then tell us who it was.
No, that would be very recognizable. It is a hulking undead figure that looks pruny from the water, with long kelp-like green hair, Freddy Cougar-like claws, pale white skin, and an emaciated kind of look to them.
And no kibbles and bits.
Yeah, Freddy.
Not a lot Freddy, going on downstairs.
Freddy Cougar is one of the more terrifying movie monsters. only goes after young people,
and only while they're sleepy. But yeah, he's got like a what looks like maybe a leg or a forearm, and it's just kind of like nom, 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 chomping into it.
All right, what?
Doop. And it's at that moment you guys can all roll into initiative turn order.
Can we use stealth to do so?
You can use these three stealth checks if you'd like. Yeah,
I'm not doing that.
Well, I if you
16, so I'm doing it.
Then yeah, you can roll perception if you want. That's fine.
Oh yeah, a little bit better.
It's actually a 44.
Well, look at you. Everyone can roll on it, including the folks down below Bartleby. And I got to roll for Elise. Let me roll her up real quick.
And our friends who are inside, yeah, don't forget you get that plus one.
I will not. As I pull out my bow gun, I
pull out my bow.
You using your stealth, Tyler?
Yes, please. I liked it.
Oh, wait. Oh, I totally misheard that. Can I use my stealth also?
Yes, but then you have to bump up your next roll. It's got to be this 12 that you've rolled up for the initiative.
Whatever D20 you do next. Is going to be a 12 instead?
Yes, there's no, I mean, no checking.
I'll take a 12. Like, I'm all right with that. That's a good number.
Oh, yeah, you rolled 19 on that stealth check. I would probably recommend taking that. That puts you right up there with Alaris. Look at that. Y'all rolling 19s and...
stealth buddies.
18s. Okay, I've rolled for Elise. Let me roll for this monster. Spooky monster. Okay. Indeed, as you are stealthing forward on this top deck, from immediately below, you hear a clamor as starting to climb up right where you are at. Along these masts, two more of these creatures kind of pop out, lying in wait, perhaps in the aft quarters here, pop out and go.
So we did not successfully avoid their notice then.
No, they smelt another one of their kind coming, perhaps, and definitely were ready for you, indeed. But Alaris and Honto have the drop on them, at least. Starting out here, because you guys are going first with 43s. What do you want to do first?
Wait, is this a surprise round or no?
Nope, this is just full combat.
Okay.
Do you want to go first or you want me to?
I will go first because that will set some things up.
Go for it.
Okay. Going to assume, so this ship that's directly to the south of the one of the spiders, Silk, is that, like, is it taller? Is it shorter? Like, what is this transition?
It's definitely shorter. And you're on the top deck, so you're probably like a good 10 feet above this other ship's deck.
Okay. But then it looks like our friends are down below. Are they standing on the crumpled masts or?
Yeah, they're climbing up this jumble of masts.
Okay.
So if you climb on them as well, you'd be able to be like on their level.
Okay. But if you're on the deck, you're below them. Okay.
Yes, if you're on the main deck of the spider silk.
Okay, it's a little bit more challenging. Let's take... just going to run along the side there and make a jump up on. If you would like me to use some sort of check to jump up and stay balanced, I will gladly roll dice for you.
Thinking acrobatics and then athletics, yeah. Simple enough checks on each. Definitely running across, and that is enough to jump.
38 on acrobatics, 36 on athletics.
Enough to jump across the beams here, right to, you're kind of like behind the second of these two undead looking creatures and still got an action left.
I should have two actions left, right?
I don't know. Can you run and jump?
Yes.
Part of a... So you got a special ability that allows you to make a big old move and a jump? That seems like something a monk would do.
So jumping normally requires movement. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. Moving and jumping are usually part of an action.
Yes. You're kind of jumping in a different direction that you're running from.
Yeah. Which, I mean...
Tell me that you have a secret ability, a secret jumping ability.
I mean, we've been over the quick jump and whatnot, and the all the different jump related feats that I have.
I'm so sorry, I don't remember them all.
Basically, I can do a long jump or a high jump from a standstill, so I don't even require movement. So,
as an action itself, though, let's see, as a long jump, can you single action long jump?
You also have quick jump too, right?
Yeah, I have quick jump as well.
Is that the So it's like it sort of combos together.
Let's look over all the jump things.
it's so much to like review. So much.
Yeah, I was gonna say skill feats never come up, and when they do, it's
a lot of work.
Quick jump is a single action. No, it's a single action long jump. That's what I was asking.
Okay, perfect. Yeah.
Okay. So is that do I have two actions or one action?
The DC is equal to the total distance make during your leap. Yeah, two actions because quick jump allows you to do both there.
Okay, in that case, I would like to use wolf drag to try to get this guy to fall off of the mast.
Okay, two action drag.
Yeah, that was the importance. Oh wait, I'm sorry. Why am I rolling the attack? Well, I mean, I need to roll the damage. The attack.
you want to take that actually, 12 right now, don't you?
Well, you told me that I needed to.
Oh, no, the 12 would have been the acrobatics.
Oh, it would have been the acrobatics. Okay, so, let's shift everything.
Oh, down. A 36. 36, and that makes this another 12 on the attack. So it was a 38.
Wow, I'm really good at rolling 12s. It would be 38.
Just against armor class?
Yes.
Okay, that is a hit. Is it 18 damage?
Actually, wait, Jabert. 39.
Huh? Whoa.
So yeah, that'd be 18 piercing damage, and then creature falls prone.
Okay.
And that's my turn.
Okay, kind of catches itself as it falls down, maybe lands on its feet down here, just tumbles a little bit. Alaris, Captain Delkirin.
All right. Alaris is going to take a step forward toward balancing on the board and take a strike with my curve blade. It's a 34 to hit.
That is a hit.
All right, that does 29 slashing damage and 6 bleed.
Can these things bleed? They can, and that means they can die. How much bleed damage?
6.
Put that here. 6.
All right, maximum and bleed, I will take another strike for my third action.
We're getting greedy.
It's a 31.
That is a miss.
Okay, that's my turn.
Both Bartleby and Kovic has also rolled the sweet old 36, and then... Oh, wait, no, it's my turn. What am I thinking of? I rolled a 38.
I like this a lot more until that moment.
Gonna forget all about them. Yeah, so Honto, this guy is going to climb up to where you are at again. Try his best to... Yeah, he's got the action economy to get... here and kind of climb up back to where he was.
I'm gonna hold out my hand just like keep pushing on his face while he's trying to climb. I'm like, no,
don't you stop it. They can't really get into a flanking position, but the other one that was eating the body kind of drops this drumstick of a man and moves up to you as well with a single move action. The guy that you're trying to push down is gonna get, he's gonna try and bite you. He's gonna give you a bite.
Is being called a drumstick of a man, like, I'm trying to figure out if that's a...
It's like being a snack, you know?
So snack. Is it a compliment?
It's a compliment, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. A drumstick's got cake.
Drumstick is the most desired piece out of the bucket, right? Like, everyone wants that drumstick.
Oh, boy, gotta get me my hands on that little bone. Man.
This is a 38 to hit on the bites, which is...
My gosh.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you know right now, that hits everybody in the crew, so...
Yeah, turns out.
Okay, we rolled some d8s here for the bite damage. This is 18 points of piercing damage. And can you make me a fortitude save?
I'm so sick of fortitude saves.
No, sir. Too bad. No spoilers for Cosmic Crit.
Well, you asked me if I could make one. I can roll one.
Yeah, please. Please do. Not your...
Oof.
Aww,
that's a bad roll. Well, actually...
Plus one?
Are we still shifting all of our rolls down?
No, we can't do that all night long.
I keep forgetting about the rolls and whatnot.
But you can re-roll if you want, or did you?
No, I sure can't. I already used it.
That's a fail, and you gain the paralyzed condition.
28 is also a failure, I assume.
It is. Okay. You're frozen in place. You have flat-footed condition. Can't act except for recall knowledge. And that is happening right before this other one's going to claw you.
Mm-hmm.
Give you some clawy attacks.
Good.
I'm probably the one with the best chance. Well, maybe not. Kovic also probably has a pretty good fortitude save.
That's a very bad roll. So I get rolled an 8 and a 4. Your armor class is 35.
Yeah, well, is it?
With flat-footed, no. But 33 with flat-footed.
Paralyzed only makes you flat-footed. It doesn't make you helpless.
I think you have to keep making checks and saves and stuff. And it gets worse, but
doesn't all of it?
That's my favorite high school campaign. It gets worse.
Right. Hang in there.
it's by the realist.
It's all downhill
society of America. It's like you should just prepare for it to get a lot bad off. Well, boy. All right. The first one is an 8 on the dice, and that is just a hit. The second one's going to be a miss. And this is a little less damage. These claws are D6.
Okay, so they get like a plus 25 to hit, I think.
17 points of slashing damage. Yeah, 17 points of slashing damage. Okay, that's those two guys. This one is going to move up a little bit from where he's at. Alaris, move around you a little bit and make a couple attacks as well. Two bites. We'll paralyze you as well. Why not? An 11 and a 4. The 11 is going to be a hit. But what's Alaris's armor class? Just
33.
Okay. Not in crit territory with an 11. 26 points of piercing damage. Make me a fortitude save as well.
My worst save.
Okay. Well, you've critically succeeded against it here. That's 39. Good. That's pretty good. Pretty good.
You said 26, right?
Points of damage, yes. This guy is going to take a little bit of bleed damage and continue to take a little bit of bleed damage. This one that is on Alaris. Okay, we're done with their turn. Bartleby and Kovic. Kovic, maybe you should go first because you're up there. You're in it.
All right. I'm also fast. Gravity weapon. Boom. Go. Mark my prey. It's this guy in front of Alaris. Done. Now I'm taking a shot. You sucker.
Oh, gosh.
37.
Yeah, that's going to do it. That's going to be a hit.
Heck. Heck yeah. Sorry. Why do I?
Tyler just acted like he wasn't ready for good news.
By the way, we get extra damage. Extra D6 to damage.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And the plus one to attack rolls.
Roll that. Got all that going for you.
So you got that going for you, too.
We're going to say this is 27. I don't know why. It's like I forget my... I have too many damage sources. We're going to call this 27, 28, 29, and 6 more because this is the first strike from gravity weapon for 35 points of damage. I'm not sure where this 2d8 that rolled is coming from.
All right. Ton of damage on this one up top here as you open up another huge wound fighting alongside Alaris. Is that all three of your actions?
Oh, that's coming from my Hunter's Edge. Can I...
Sorry, revise.
It's going to be 35, 45, 46 points of damage.
46? Now you're crazy.
Yeah, it's...
Now you're talking crazy talk.
My Hunter's Edge gives me an extra 2d8. My crossbow ace feat gives me plus 2 damage after I hunt for the first time. And then the gravity weapon gives a plus 6.
Okay.
Remember all this nonsense. Anyway, those are all three actions, and I am done.
Well, you've got a whole turn till we come back around to you to remember it next time. Bartleby is next, and right behind you in the turn order, I guess also is Gumberdock, Bungalot, Rumberbutt, but More so, Elise Grogblood, the weapon master, is like, I can't see Mr. Bartleby, sir. Is there anything that you can do about that so we can get up there and help your friends?
Noo-hoo, thought you'd never ask.
I cast light. Ooh, boy, it's a bright light in a 60-foot radius and dim light for the next 60 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right, well, I'll do that, and then I'll start moving in the direction of my friends. Can I just move up?
It's an athletics or acrobatics check.
Ruh-roh.
Thanks for buying that dark vision potion, Alaris.
If you fail, you're only moving half the speed up here. But if you critically fail, you might be taking a little bath.
Let's see. Acrobatics is not bad, so let's try that.
That's 30? A success. Yeah, all you're right. Moving right up.
Boop, 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 boop.
And I've rolled a natural 20 for Elite Grogblood. Great. I'm going to use my 20s for that. So she just runs right past you. She like jumps over you as you're moving Bartleby up the mizzen mast and with her blade out kind of leapfrogs over Kovic.
Goodness.
Is going to bring that blade right down on this one next to Alaris. Bring the katana down for two attacks. Well, there's all my good rolls. A 14 and an 18. 14 is a critical hit. 18 is just shy of a critical hit. Oh my goodness. Okay, because I think I just crit. The Weapon Master's katana slicing through undead flesh. Let's see here. Pretty good damage. Pretty good. So that's 24 plus... 125, so 50 points. I like being a hero. It's fun.
right?
So the crit bloodies this undead creature, and then the second attack, it's still up.
Hey, Patrick, why don't you just take care of the rest of them for us? You guys want to go get something to eat?
I mean, I don't know if she can do it by herself, but she did pretty well. Well,
she'll be fine.
Pretty well for that attack. Yeah, she comes running up and is like, this is for Skaggs Rotgram, for the Devilish Duchess. That is turn one of this combat. Honto, you are paralyzed watching these things slash and bite at you on the main mast here on the nearly incapacitated spider silk. At the end of your turn, you get a new save against paralysis.
You can
go ahead and make that right now.
So literally the only thing you can do is recall knowledge?
You can do recall knowledge and actions that only use your mind as determined by the GM. Your senses still function, so you can seek. Is there anything else you'd like to do? Because you do have three actions.
No, there's nothing else here that's useful. But I was trying to figure out if any of the items I had were like mental only after being attuned or whatever, but no. Looks like everything requires some sort of manipulation, so I guess I'll just make a check. Just another fortitude save.
Oh, yeah. 39. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's critical success.
Okay. So I'm immune to this for the next 24 hours?
You would think. You would think, but... Nope, there's nothing about that.
Cool. Excellent. glad that I lose a turn, and then I'm going to have four whole new chances to get
paralyzed up. I can't believe they put stun locking in this game.
Yeah, right?
Like, hey, they can triple attack with that bite. That could be okay, three each.
Someone get Capcom on the line. Give them a run for their money.
Alaris Delcadim.
All right, Alaris is going to... Honto is not threatening them right now because he's afflicted, right?
He's no longer.
Literally just broke free.
So, what?
He just broke free?
Yes. Yeah.
He's free of the paralysis now?
So you are threatening them then?
I'm very threatening.
Okay, great. Well,
I'm a giant crocodile man.
Like, I will move into flanking position, which is what I wanted to do. All right, I'm going to step forward. Seeing that Honto appears to be having some trouble, and Elise clearly has this one handled, so between her and COVID, Kovic. Sorry.
Mr. Kovic 19.
She just, Elise stabs it, and he just starts coughing, and it's like, oh no.
You make me a 14 save, Patrick.
I thought it was such a cool name until y'all just ruined it.
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry. Like 10 million people died. Ruined.
Yeah, they really ruined my enjoyment of this character. Yeah.
Tovik, Slayer of 10 million.
It was really cash money of them to do that.
You've heard of Mahim the Naga Killer, but what about Mahim the Octogenarian Killer?
All right, having stepped forward, I'm going to take a strike at the undead that I'm flanking with Honto. It's a 34 to hit.
That's a hit.
All right, that does 26 slashing damage because it is flat-footed.
It is not flat-footed.
Oh, no.
Well, actually, what level are you?
13.
It is not flat-footed.
Oh.
It is. It has deny advantage.
Man, what's the damage without? That's a rogue thing. Well, in that case, it is only 17 slashing damage, but an additional D6, don't forget Bane Oil, so 20 slashing damage altogether, and then 4 bleed.
Got it.
Is that one word now, Bane Oil?
Bane Oil?
Is that what I said?
Bane Oil.
No, okay. Bane Oil. You said Bane Oil.
All right, and I get one more strike.
All right.
That I fail.
That's going to take us to their turn, and yeah, this one is going to attack Elise Grogblood. Why not? Three little chompies. Three little bites. I rolled really bad. I rolled quite awful.
Ooh, does she have opportune riposte?
Look at this, you guys. Look at this. Look at what he controls these rolls. You know he does.
He's typing them in.
What, this is for the monsters.
Why yes, would I want to roll attacking your character.
Oh, okay. That's why. Yeah, I do want to make her look awesome. let me check her armor class. Yep, these are all misses, believe it or not. Four, eight, and one.
That I said was canonically married to a guy named Patrick in game last time, I think.
All right, natural one, so that's still bleeding. Okay, great. Awesome. Yeah, this one is going to turn around and try to attack you, Alaris. Let's, what do we got here?
I'm going to deny or nimble dodge on this. I always forget to do that.
Okay, it's going to try three bites as well. Bite, bite, bite. Chomp, chomp, chomp. Five, a five, and a three.
It's
pretty much the same thing as a 4, 8, and a one, but just slightly different.
I mean, yeah, let's look at the last seven rolls. 4, 8, 1, 1, 5, 5, 3. That's some
Duke. Natural 20, though, so it's Tyler, it's not Tyler's, bleed anymore.
Tyler, stop. You're going to say someone's phone number.
Oh, yeah, I am. Oh, no.
There we go.
I apologize.
There. All right. That bleed is done on that one, at least. Three misses. Oh, can I miss three more times for Honto? He's like, why didn't you start with me? Three more attacks. They're looking okay. The first one is a three, though. That is a miss. Second one is a 16. It's a hit. And the 15 on the last one is a miss. So a single hit. For this entire round of combat, 26 piercing damage as it bites back into you, and you've got another fortitude save for me, Seth, in your tank. You didn't want to play Honto this week, right?
If I pass this, Patrick.
You better pass it, or you're playing Elise Grogblood. Oh, yeah, that's critical 40? Success. Critical success!
What does critical do for me here, though?
It makes it look cool at how impossible you are to paralyze.
But it's incredibly possible. It totally happened.
It does. It do be like that sometimes. Okay, that is their full turn. Kovic, we're on to you again.
Let's see who can roll 3d20 better. You're 5-5-3 up against my three attacks against.
You can shoot your crossbow three times? What is this?
Yeah. It's a repeating crossbow.
The Tarnation?
Repeating crossbow.
Repeats two times after the first?
Yeah, repeats five times, actually.
So powerful.
I'll still reload it after this. After these three. Anyway, it's a pretty cool bow. Attack the first is a 37.
That's a hit.
Now, that is going to be 29 and 11 is known as 40. And 6 is going to be 46.
Okay. Do you have still bean up? Oil on this or no?
No.
Okay.
Still up. Go ahead.
Second attack.
Second attack.
33.
That is, oh yeah, that's just a miss. You are getting a little bit of cover because you're fighting through our friend Elise Grogblood.
I could have moved, but then
you wouldn't have been able to do three attacks.
Hail Mary, full of threes.
Yeah.
35.
That'll do. That is just a hit. You're just shooting right through Elise Grogblood's parrying blow. What is
23 points of damage?
This one is destroyed. This ghouly character destroyed up on the top deck here. There's one between Alaris and Honto, and one on the side of Honto still fighting on the rafters, as it were. Bartleby, we're on to you.
That's me. Let us see. Well, looks like the fight's moved back a little bit. I'm going to scoot up. Meow, meow, meow. I guess I need to make another check to make sure I don't go for a swim.
I think you're close enough that you don't have to at this point. I mean, it'd be very funny to see you fall into the water.
It'd be hysterical, yeah. It would be hysterical.
I would have to... Then Editor Patrick would have to queue up some, like, was it Monty Hall or some wacky shenanigans.
Some yakety
sax. Yeah. Bartleby! That's me! He comes up out of the water. His friends are getting eaten on the top deck. He's like, I swam darn
well. Oh, boy.
Ain't I a stinker?
Stinker. Yeah, I'm a stinker.
Yeah, moving forward, you can see these other ones fighting with your captain and Honto here.
Let's see here. And undead are typically resistant to things with like fortitude, right? Unless it's specifically an undead thing. I think. Boy, I've got like one really big spell that's great for undead, but it's also bad for not undead. And I've got friends, apparently, like Mr. McEaton over here, who still be alive.
He's very dead.
Oh.
His flesh has been peeled from his body.
How alive are my friends, Alaris and Honto, here?
On a scale of 1 to your maximum hit points, how alive are you, would you say?
Honto's fine.
I'm fine, too.
Great. Good.
Oh, boy.
All right, yeah. I get up here and I see these foul creatures, and I know my responsibility, and I say a little prayer for Honto and Alaris.
Reaction prayer.
Yeah. Reaction. And the prayer is really just me whispering an apology or like a...
Yeah, you got a message up. You just whisper in their ear. Sorry about this. Please jump.
That's right.
Jump
dodge. Dodge. Yes, indeed. A reflex save for all four of those guys. I'm going to cast this actually back. Let's see. How big is 60 feet?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, Seth, no.
Uh-oh. Well, let's see.
What are you casting? 60 feet.
Sunburst is the spell.
Oh, no.
Okay. Well, thank goodness. Good news, Honto. That's not a critical failure. So.
A 2 isn't a critical failure? Get out of here with that.
He's good at reflex.
I got a 25.
Yeah, he's pretty good. My DC is 32.
All right, I rolled.
Which does seem a little low, but
I rolled a 3 and a 7, and then he fails.
When do I become? Okay, yeah, no, I become a master at level 15. Okay, 2 fails. Great. Any critical fails? Just out of curiosity.
No. They are also very fast undead.
Well, great. So Honto and Alaris are gonna take.
I get a critical success.
Okay, you got a critical? Okay, good. You're good to go. Honto, are you? Does yours count as a critical? Or
I'm no. relatively certain it doesn't.
I have evasion, so.
Yeah, it's like an improved evasion or something like that.
Monk gets that for whatever save they choose.
For whatever you choose, yeah. But
I have not chosen this one.
I see.
Roll us up some damage. I want to see what the entire cavern just illuminates like you're on the surface of the sun for a second.
Foolish me. I was like, everybody in the group is good at reflex saves. So I'll choose my paths to perfection as fortitude and will.
All right. So.
Right? I was like.
On a failure, you take 49 fire damage. And if you're undead, you take an additional.
A little bit more. Mose?
48 damage.
No, that's too much. That's too much, you're Bert. I don't like Bartleby anymore.
If they had critically failed, oh my god, we'd be setting records tonight.
Oh man, it's so good if they critically fail.
I'm sorry, how much damage is this total that I'm having?
You are 49. Are you having? Or,
yeah, you're taking 49.
Oh, a full 49, yeah.
Fire. So, and yeah. I am taking a good deal more of that to you're the face.
97.
So this one between Alaris and Honto, bloodied pretty immediately. The one in the far back has taken a lot of damage, but is still doing quite well.
Okay, Honto is also bloodied now.
Oh boy, I know what I'm doing on my next turn.
I got your back. Elise Grogblood's going to move forward on her turn. She's going to try and take out another one of these things. Going to help out kill more undead. Two attacks for Elise Grogblood. Pew, pew, pew. Pew, pew. Double nines. Nine is going to be the second attack. These are two hits. Pew, pew, pew.
Ah, she's so strong.
She's so good at everything she does. And this is 40 points of damage over two attacks. Pew, pew, pew. It's still up. She can't take it down, which means we are restarting the turn order. Honto, your turn here first.
Oh, I get to control the character, too. How novel.
All turn long.
Okay. Oh, I'm trying to think about what I want to do in my head. Okay. I have decided. I'm going to turn to my opponent to the east and attempt to nail them with a wolf drag. Mm-hmm. 36.
Is a
37.
Hit.
So 24 piercing damage, and they are knocked prone.
The one behind you, right?
The one to the east, yes. So, yeah. And then I'm going to turn around, and I'm going to do a key strike flurry on the one between me and the Laris.
Okay.
Okay, so that's a 42.
Mm-hmm.
And... ugh. Ugh.
Roll a natural one.
Bleh. Bleh.
Oh, it's still up. It's still alive.
Oh, hold on. Hold on.
Oh, he got some extra damage.
Yeah, because key strike. So we're doing 34 force damage on that.
That's enough to kill it.
Oh, hey. Well, there you go.
Two dead. Just the one behind you, which is on... I think it's still on the I mean, it's maybe half on the ground, half on the mast here. Alaris, we're on to your turn.
All right. Alaris is going to walk across the boards to the last remaining one that is...
Yeah, I imagine part of it is like canvas from the sails. Part of it is the massive masts that you can easily trot across. The art has like three overlapping one another, which is interesting.
Yep. And I'm going to strike at it with my curved blade that has bane oil on it.
Ooh.
That's a natural one. I'm going to re-roll that.
Yeah, it looked like it was going to be a 19, but then it was like, clink.
Oh, that's so much better. That's a 40 to hit.
40.
41 to hit.
This guy is prone, though. So that is a critical hit.
Oh, nice. Let me roll that critical damage then.
The bane as well.
Okay, let's see. So what... 31 slashing damage. Yeah. 31 slashing damage and 10 bleed.
Okay. And bang.
Oh, yeah. Do I roll it twice?
Yeah.
So 5 extra damage on top of that.
And it was 31 plus 5?
Yeah.
Oftentimes called 36. Okay. It's still up. And on its turn, it's going to spend an action to stand up.
It is flat-footed until the start of my next turn, if that matters.
Yeah, well, for other folks, probably, because it's gonna try and I rocked right out of roll 20. So excited to
wait. Hold on, did I get a second attack?
I think you only took two actions.
That was a reroll.
Yeah.
Oh, go right ahead. Make that third action then.
31 to hit. 32 to hit.
That is a hit.
All right, that does an additional 17 damage plus 6. Hold on. 18 damage.
Okay. Celebon's turn.
Oh, wait. It's also flat-footed. So plus 13 to that. Sorry.
No, it is not. It cannot be.
It's not flanked. It's flat-footed because of my crit.
Flat-footed. Oh, can it be flat-footed at all? Do-do-do. It isn't flat-footed. Two creatures of 13th level or lower. That are using surprise attack, flanking. Yeah, you're right. How dare you?
I have that ability too. I read the text.
How dare you, Rebecca? Read me the rules at this late point in the evening, at this late in the combat. What's the extra damage?
So 13 on top of whatever I just said. 15?
I guess you would get it on the the crit too.
Well, no, because it became flat-footed after my crit.
After the crit.
No, it was flat-footed because it was prone.
Oh. Oh. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Good point. Good point.
So you get to roll critical sneak too?
So it was 11.
This is all because of Honto.
So 17. Gotta
keep dragging me down.
An additional 17 damage on that first, on that crit.
All right. Additional what damage?
17.
Okay. And the additional damage on this second one was another 13?
Yeah, so 17 plus 13, so 30. Is that right? Yeah.
Okay. It does get another turn. It gets a final grasp to try and kill Hilarious.
I do want to point out it was actually 18 plus 13, so it was 31. So one more damage, Patrick.
I've moved on from that. I'm not spending another second on Hilarious's turn. Okay, I've rolled.
Patrick,
not,
let's just let this thing die so I can go back to playing Starfield, okay?
Not terrible here, but not two hits. This is a single hit on Hilarious, who will certainly survive 25 points of damage, but make me another fortitude save.
You said 25 damage? Did you hit? Okay.
Yes, the 14 was a hit, the 8 was not.
27.
Yeah, get paralyzed. So I'm going to take you all out with my single-digit hit points. Let's go.
You rolled the same number that I did, Rebecca, for your fortitude save.
Good times. Okay, that is going to take us to Kovic's turn. He's up on the aft deck here. You can see down Hilarious, Honto surrounding this thing.
Well, I don't really have anything to do, so I'm going to pass this on to Bartleby.
Bartleby! Jibber.
Oh, three action heal, baby. Yeah, so 30-foot emanation gets that guy in range, and so I can do some healing to my party members and also deal surviving some damage there. Yeah.
Don't think he survived this guy.
It's a basic fortitude save for him, so.
Who knows? I guess I could critically succeed. Oh, I did! I did the 20!
Wow. Way to call it.
It's time for Elise Grogblood to save the day.
Wait, we still get healing though, right?
Yes, yeah. Here, hang on one second. I'm trying to figure out how to make this thing go away. All right, so we're doing 7d10 of healing.
That's such BS.
Where's my natural 20?
Good gracious, that was the lowest roll ever.
Oh my gosh.
19 healing.
It is. 19 healing.
That's okay. An unfortunate roll.
Glad I rolled a natural 20 to save against that.
Save against 9 damage you did.
I still would have killed him. Elise Grogblood is going to move up. Make a save couple attacks. Here we go. Oh,
what?
My God.
Elise?
Elise Grogblood for captain.
Oh, Patrick's dice cheater has turned against him.
Natural 20.
He rolled 3 20s in a row.
3 in a row. On the most inconsequential attacks here. She goes up and, full on Michonne from Walking Dead just absolutely decapitates.
I mean, it's totally because Honto and Alara's totally set her up for it.
Yep.
Like,
that's for sure.
Sticky ichor of this undead creature covering her blade. She does that cool thing where she, like, wipes it down with her shirt before sheathing it again. Just shing, shing. And she's like, that was for the crew of the Devilish Duchess.
Samurai would do it with just the air.
Boy, she's cool, huh?
Yeah. Well, she didn't want to get it on your ship. You guys can secure the deck here. Regain yourselves, and you hear muffled cries for help, maybe screaming inside the four crew quarters.
When did Bane get on our ship, and why does he need help?
I'm so glad they were inside when I set off that sunburst.
Yeah. Their help are on fire in here. The sun. No, you do hear, help, help, let us out.
It is Bane.
Kovic, you heading down that direction?
Absolutely.
Opening the doors, you see the crew beaten and bruised, injured and wounded here, coughing for air. They're like, oh, Naheem says, dad murdering Jim just beefed a wicked fart in here. Oh, gosh. Oh, and also, they killed Arturo Treacher, who's indeed the dead man lying on the deck. who rolled no crits.
I was going to say, he didn't roll a single crit this episode.
No. Unfortunately, he has passed away. You guys can see to your crew, start tending wounds. At least Grog Blood comes over to you, Alaris, and says,
check for bites.
I thank you. You all saved me and my crew. You all came here looking for Skaggs, but well, I'm sorry. Yeah, he passed a few weeks back. I'm still happy to call you all allies now. We've heard of your ship. Your Tidebreaker crew, is that right? The under the employ of Captain Cassius?
Yes, that's correct. And I couldn't thank you enough for your help. I'm glad we ran into you up on that forsaken island.
I don't know if we could have won this combat without this amazing character that just joined us.
I mean, she's so powerful. I really wish you could have fought
She's just really cool, you guys.
Can you imagine if you're just slicing off arms and legs of your
I heard she has 5 actions.
Oh, man.
Instead of 3.
Who needs them when you, with 2 attacks, you're rolling hot 20s? Yeah, she's like, maybe I can help you still in your mission. You're looking for Skaggs, but perhaps you found another ally instead.
Yarg.
We get our ship back. I'd like to join up under your command, Captain Delcarin. We can help you, my men and I, with the spider silk if you help us repair the Devilish Duchess over there. She points to the back of the cavern where there's another wreck right next to your ship that is in similar need of repairs.
I gladly have you join the crew and would be honored if you would come back with us to the Tidebreaker.
Oh, we'll head back that way, but maybe under our own vessel. We'll need to get back to civilization to maybe raise another crew and sail under your flag. At least we can do.
I'm just trying to imagine what Cassius is going to feel like. Because like, this was the first time that Alaris took her ship out, right? Like, and the whole purpose of this was to gather information. So Alaris captains her first mission, comes back with 2 ships and says, hey, we found another ship and they want to join us.
Well, to be fair, one of the ships is completely broken, but, you know.
Well, your ship is broken, too. You're going to have to fix the masts on. There's actually 4 vessels here.
Well, yeah, I guess hers is broken, too. I was talking the spider silk. Yeah, they're all messed up. I mean,
it's a real good news, bad news. You know?
But that positive ship, you know, like...
Oh, yeah. Maybe Kobe could point out, we could swing by, grab Skaggs' body, and we'll cast Speak to Dead, and then we'll get the answers we need.
So you might get the answers you need.
We might get the answers we need.
Elise Grogblood's like, why is it you were looking for old Skaggs anyway? You're not working for Harrigan, are you? Barnabas Harrigan?
Oh, goodness, no. We would never work for him. Not anymore.
Oh, is that right? I have business with this Harrigan. I blame him, true, for my captain's death. He was on the run from his former captain. That's why he took us down this way, through the gullet.
Yes, that's why we came after him.
Oh, yeah, I think
there's a line for people who want to take care of this man.
I think he was worried about what he'd do since he left Harrigan's service. You know, he knew some secrets of Barnabas. Barnabas has a secret island fortress, and we hear tell that the last year has been amassing quite a fleet there.
Oh, pray tell.
I'd love to. I think maybe Skaggs had some paperwork. We can pull these ships out, repair them, and see what he had.
Honto claps the collar on Bartleby's neck.
I've been waiting for this moment all my life.
It's like a harness. He's got like a little like a cat harness on Bartleby.
This is it. Let me at him, Captain.
Gorbadok Bungalot Rummerbutt comes over and is like, and what about this salty sea dog here? Oh, there'd be a few extra ships I be spying with my good eye. Perhaps one of them seaworthy enough to hold this old pirate's bones and have the honor of being called the Butter Rum Runner Rummerbutt.
Oh my.
I think it'd be fair to give you a trial run, see if you can get it out the gullet.
I've been captaining ships longer than you've been alive, girl, but I understand.
With your stature, I think you only need a couple planks of wood to keep you afloat.
Oh, how dare you, sir. Oh, that's it. Now we're fighting. Now I didn't have anything wrong with Mr. Honto, but now you're my least favorite of the crew.
Oh, yeah. No.
Mahim the Naga Killer calls out and's like, oh, well, what are we waiting for, crew? We've got a full week's worth of work to get these ships out of the cavern and seaworthy again. Well, let's get to it.
Let's get to Yargan.
Yarg!
He's got like visible like head trauma and wounds from when they took over the ship. Yeah, no, the crew will rest up, heal up, perhaps join up, intertwine, and we see some camaraderie between the surviving devilish Duchess crew and the Spider Silk as a full week of hard labor is indeed involved in getting your ship back in working order under the command of Captain Alaris. But all that and what happens next is a tale for another time here on Dead Men Roll No Crits. But to be honest, next week we're going back to the other crew with Mr. Ozzy, Mr. Candoso, Mrs. Charga, Captain Cassius. So probably not going to see these characters for a couple more weeks.
Yeah, I'm excited. You got a tower to climb, right?
Yeah, you're excited about some Charga action?
Yeah, always.
Tower.
Some Chargain? Yeah. Yeah, very, very different adventure there, and maybe some more enemies to meet, some more allies to find.
I hope we run into somebody who's just as cool as Elise.
You know what? You know, play your cards right. So, well, your card's right. I'll make up some more GM NPCs that are just like way overpowered, just so strong. I can't believe I just dropped 3 natural 20s on not the monsters attacking you guys. Remember that turn where I rolled like 3, 5, 7, 3, 5?
That's a lot of fun. I like that. Right.
I was a little worried these 3 might be too much for your party.
Paralyzed is no joke.
No, it's not. That's the thing. It's like I can't really play around with like, oh, we'll put 5 in there. these guys were pretty much equal level to you. But not even
the drunk belligerent guy and be like, this combat would have been shorter if I wasn't paralyzed, bro. you paralyzed me. That's not. Don't think you won.
We're not playing with level 13 of these characters again, because next time they're going to be level 14.
Yay!
Yeah!
I think that means everyone is 15 now? I forget. We have to check on the other group.
I think the other team is 13.
Yeah, I don't think we leveled them up.
Oh, they're going to be 14 pretty soon, too. Pretty soon. Okay, all right. That's going to do it for us. Patreon Pirates, Freebie Captains, someone named Jacob out there who's listening that is somehow not either of them.
Hey Jacob, you know what?
Thank you.
Keep doing your thing, man.
Right.
We believe in you.
He's like not getting the free stream, but he is pirating the Patreon stream. So he's
he's the piratest pirate of us all.
Yeah, you know what? If you are listening to this pirated
Yarg.
You wouldn't download a car, would you? Don't download our podcast for free.
You wouldn't download a ship's hull, would you?
Guys, thank you for playing with me.
Thank you, Patrick.
And we will catch you next time here on Dead Men Roll No Crits.
Yarr.